Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, my name is Samantha Dawn Tutslow.
And I'm Jason A. Coombs, and we're the hosts of Survival Jobs, a podcast.
Here for the Broadway Podcast Network at opening night of Monty Python's Spamalot on Broadway.
Join us on the red carpet for all the exciting fun.
Hey. Hi, welcome. Happy opening night.
Thank you so much.
So we're a podcast network, so can you please introduce yourselves to everybody who's only listening?
Hi, everybody. I'm Josh Rhodes. I am the director and the choreographer of Spamalot the Musical.
Iconic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling on this opening night?
I'm in a dream. This is a huge dream come true.
Yeah.
You know, I debuted as a performer a million years ago, right across the street at the Broadhurst.
Oh, wow.
And I look at that, and I just go, my God, look at where I am right now. Dancer does good.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Yeah. So this must have been such a fun rehearsal process. The cast is amazing, hysterical. What was your favorite part about the entire process?
Collaborating with the clowns. I call them the clowns. I do, because they're clowns.
Yeah.
They are nuts. They are out of their mind, and they make me so happy. And this process, you know, comedy can be kind of dark because you have to calculate it over and over again, and it's really kind of hard to actually find the laugh perfectly.
Yeah.
And it can be a little dark, but everybody really took care of each other, and the room never got dark. We were joyful. We laughed at each other. We egged each other on. The cast is, as you can see behind me, there's some antics going
on.
They're
rowdy.
They're rowdy. And that was my life for the last month. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Like, isn't that the only way it should be when you're in a creative space?
Yeah.
Having fun. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted them be able to create. And I didn't want to put parameters on them too much too soon. So I let them go nuts.
Yeah.
And I think you can feel it in the show that there's a rowdiness. There's a vibration to this cast. This really brilliant ensemble when they get together.
Completely. And what a great escape for audiences to come and have so much fun.
Totally. For 2.5 hours to laugh like that, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Well, congratulations. Two more questions before you go. What is a historic event that you would spamify?
That I would spamify?
Spamify!
Oh my God, that's a really good question.
Thank you, Broadway Podcast Network, social media team, for the question.
That's great. I mean, could you sort of spamify like the life of Cleopatra or something?
Yes.
That, like, could we go to like some wonderful ancient world that everybody knows a little bit about, but not enough about, to where you can just laugh and laugh and laugh?
Exactly.
Maybe Eric Idle will get on that.
Maybe. Hello, Eric Idle. Are you listening? And then one more. Since Spamalot features the biggest diva of all, the Lady of the Lake, we were hoping that you could tell us who this diva is.
Oh, no.
Don't cheat.
I hope I know. How embarrassing is this? It's Barbara Streisand.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
I love how easy that one was.
I don't know if the rest are going to be easy, but you're lucky you got the first one.
She makes a cameo in our show.
No spoilers.
I mean, spoiler, it's not really her, but
well, we can use our imagination.
Use your imagination. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for chatting with us. Congratulations.
Thank
We're
you.
Also pumped for this production.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Podcast Network.
Hi.
My name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Yes. And because we're a podcast, would you mind just introducing yourself for people who are only listening to the podcast?
Yes. Hi, everyone who are listening right now. This is Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer, and I am here at the opening of Spamalot, and I play Lady of the Lake.
Yes, the Queen Diva of the night.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel incredible. I feel so good. I'm wearing the most gorgeous dress. It's a gown by Matuszewski.
Yes.
I have beautiful nails. I'm wearing my mother's ring, and I'm wearing Christian Dior's black and white shoes. Like, I feel like a full-on star. It is awesome, and I'm usually in sweatpants all the time. So this is
me too.
Right?
Okay. So, do you have a favorite memory from your rehearsal process that you've been doing?
Yeah, it actually happened in DC where we first started the show.
Yeah.
I came into work and I did an Ozempic joke that has been in the show and has stayed in the show this whole time. It is my favorite joke that I say. It's something that I wrote, and it kills every night. So
yes.
That's my favorite moment when I did that for the room and everyone died laughing.
I love that. I can't wait to see it.
Yes.
So I can laugh my ass off as well.
Yes.
And if you could spamify any show in history, any other historical moment in history, what would you spamify?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Like, you know how this show is, like, you know, based off a historical event? If you could do that for another show or another event in history. Not show. I keep saying show.
Oh, and another event in history?
Yeah, you can spamify. You can make a comedy.
I would make a comedy of Marie Antoinette, even though she got her head cut off.
Oh.
She's so fierce. I love
Queen.
It. I went to the Versailles, Palace of Versailles, and I flipped out. I loved it so much that I painted the ceiling in my room, dining room, pink. So
what?
I think there's comedy in there because let them eat cake, okay?
What can't you do?
And I'm wearing a pink dress.
Yes. And last one. Because you are the queen, the diva, the lady of the lake, we're going to play a quick game. Can you name this other diva?
Okay.
We're
going to
play a song for you. As the truck comes through.
Patty!
You know ding,
know?
Ding, ding!
I mean, that was Patty LuPone. There's somebody else.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah, as the thing goes by.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much.
Continue killing it.
Thank you.
And you look amazing.
Everyone should come see it. It's great.
Of course.
How you doing?
Yes, good. I was so excited for you guys.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes.
This is exciting. Oh, we're swept.
Yeah, there we go.
We're in frame.
So because we're a podcast, would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners who can't see your wonderful, beautiful face?
Absolutely. My name is Nick Walker. I play Sir Galahad and others in this wonderful production. I used to have a podcast on this very network called Little Justice, where I reviewed movies. I wish I still had time to do this podcast.
Oh, you're pretty busy. I'm sure.
Apparently, I'm doing a show. I thought this was a bruncheon, so I'm very confused. Very confused about this. Yeah.
Are you a big Monty Python fan? Since you were a big movie fan.
So my wife is obsessed with Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
She can quote every line. Our household is constantly filled with these lines.
Yes.
So to kind of be in this, hopefully this will secure my marriage for at least a couple more years. That's the hope. That's the hope. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
So y'all have been working. Congratulations. You're here on your
big red
carpet nights.
It's fascinating. You know, because you know what it is? This thing is so fun for us.
Yeah,
it's just,
I can tell.
It's just recess.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, it's like to see this and be like, oh, no, it's a thing. Like, like we are opening a show.
Yeah,
that is a whole different experience. And it's kind of like, there's just, I don't know, excitement to invite other people in.
To see all the hard work.
To see all the hard work.
And to have some laughs during a time when we need laughs.
When we need laughs. The world
is,
in fact, on fire. And laughs are good. So, yeah, we enjoy that.
What helps you look on the bright side of life when the world is on fire?
My friends in the show. I have people in the show who I wouldn't have a career without. And the chance to be a part of this thing, to get to play with them every day, is something that I do not take for granted at all.
Yeah.
And it really gives my life such meaning and lightness and joy.
Love that.
I love it.
Nick, I have one more question for you.
Please.
We'll probably have two more.
Very excited.
Is there a famous historical event that you could spamify if you could? We've heard Marie Antoinette. We've heard the Boston Tea Party.
The Watergate break-in.
Oh, that's such a good
one. I feel like that would actually be one of the most brilliant, like, spamified moments in history because it's just a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing.
Yes, yes.
Trying to look through files that they don't know what they look like. I mean, yes. It would be genius.
I can see Act One finale being a song called God. Deep Throat.
Oh my God.
Should we write this together?
I mean, are we writing this? I think we're writing this. You heard it here first. It's going to be written. Yeah, very excited for this. Very excited. Spectacular.
And really quickly,
yes.
Quick game, Samantha. We're going to play a really quick game you know, the Lady of the Lake is the Queen Diva.
Let's do it.
Can you name this diva that we're going to play for you right now?
I want to be
Canadian queen.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Love
Nick,
that.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to see you up there.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
It's going to be incredible.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for joining us on Broadway Podcast Network.
You're the best.
Yes.
Awesome. Can't wait to listen to your podcast.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Have fun tonight. Have a wonderful night. Yeah. We're about to see her after this.
Oh, she's. Yeah. That's what we
My name is Jason. I'm here at Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, Jason. How you doing?
Yes, good. I was so excited for you guys.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes.
This is exciting.
Yeah, there we go.
We're in frame.
So because we're a podcast, would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners who can't see your wonderful, beautiful face?
Absolutely. My name is Nick Walker. I play Sir Galahad and others in this wonderful production. I used to have a podcast on this very network called Little Justice, where I reviewed movies. I wish I still had time to do this podcast.
Oh, you're pretty busy, I'm sure.
Apparently, I'm doing a show. I thought this was a bruncheon, so I'm very confused. Very confused about this, yeah.
Are you a big Monty Python fan? Since you were a big movie fan?
So, my wife is obsessed with Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
She can quote every line. Our household is constantly filled with these lines.
Yes.
So, kind of be in this. Hopefully, this will secure my marriage for at least a couple more years. That is the hope. That's the hope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
So y'all have been working. Congratulations. You're here on your big red carpet nights.
It's fascinating. You know, because you know what it is? This thing is so fun for us.
Yeah,
it's just,
I can tell.
It's just recess.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, it's like to see this and be like, oh, no, it's a thing. Like, we are opening a show.
Yeah.
That is a whole different experience. And it's kind of like... There's just, I don't know, excitement to invite other people in.
To see all the hard work.
To see all the hard work.
And to have some laughs during a time when we need laughs.
When we need laughs. The world
is,
in fact, on fire, and laughs are good. So, yeah, we enjoy that.
What helps you look on the bright side of life when the world is on fire?
My friends in this show. I have people in the show who I wouldn't have a career without. And the chance to be a part of this thing, to get to play with them every day, is something that I do not take for granted at all.
Yeah,
and it really gives my life such meaning and lightness and joy.
Love
so
that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Nick, I have one more question for you.
Please.
We'll probably have two more.
Very excited.
Is there a famous historical event that you could spamify if you could? We've heard Marie Antoinette. We've heard the Boston Tea Party.
The Watergate break-in.
Oh, that's such a good one.
I feel like that would actually be one of the most brilliant, like, spam-fied moments in history. Because it's just a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing.
Yes, yes.
Trying to look through files that they don't know what they look like. I mean, it would be genius.
I can see Act One finale being a song called Deep Throat.
Oh, my God.
Should we write this together?
I mean, are we writing this?
I think we're writing this.
You heard it here first. It's going to be written. Very excited for this. Very excited. Spectacular.
And really quickly.
Yes.
Quick game, Samantha. We're going to play a really quick game you know, the Lady of the Lake is the Queen Diva.
Let's do it.
Can you name this diva that we're going to play for you right now?
I want to be
Canadian queen.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Love
Nick,
that.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to see you up there.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
It's going to be incredible.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for joining us on Broadway Podcast Network.
You're the best.
Yes.
Awesome. Can't wait to listen to your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Man. Of course. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. My name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
I'm here at Broadway Podcast Network.
All right. I love Broadway Podcast Network.
Yeah, we love you. Are we in frame?
We're good.
Okay, so because this is a podcast, would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners who can't see your beautiful face?
Got you. I am tall, dark, and handsome. I am bald. I have a goatee that's a little bit salt and peppery, and it's sexy. And this voice is like liquid chocolate to your ears here on the Broadway Podcast Network. My name is James Monroe Iglehart.
Yes, I love that intro. You need to have your own podcast. Nick was saying he used to have one. I think you need to have one.
Oh, Nick's podcast was great. I would love to have one. I don't think my wife will let me.
Oh yeah, no time. You're pretty busy.
She keeps saying, "No, would you stop? Would you stop?" I'm like, I'm sorry.
Well, congratulations! It's opening night.
I know, right?
How are you feeling?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I think there's a moment where you go, I'm excited, I'm this and you go, no, I'm nuts. We have had no days off. We have been working forever. We are here every day. We're doing all kinds of stuff. But at the same time, I feel so blessed to be doing this show. I feel so honored to be doing this revival. I feel so honored to step into a role that not only that the legends of Monty Python do, but then we have people like Tim Curry stepping into
this
role. I'm stepping into this role now. It's a wonderful, honored, blessed time.
Yes.
So you can't, you know, people say, I would love to complain, but who's going to listen? Because right now things are going really, really well. So just enjoy it while you can.
Why do you think this show has resonated for so long? Because the property started in the 70s.
I think because people like to laugh.
And we need laughter.
People like to be silly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the best laughter is not, you know, crazy, let me think about a comedy. It's just this a wonderful moment of just silliness that just takes you on a journey and you just enjoy yourself at every turn.
I love that so much. And we need it during these times.
Yeah, and
right?
What's funny is Monty Python is, it's all smart comedy, but it's also all slapstick at the same time. They have this wonderful bridge so that you can think about the jokes, but also look at someone get hit in the face with a fish and go, damn, that's funny.
I can't wait to see it tonight. I'm so excited for you guys.
Oh, I can't wait for you to see it.
Do you have a favorite memory from rehearsal?
Yeah, actually making it.
Yeah.
To rehearsal.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting there.
I was
doing two shows at one time.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Chicago doing A Wonderful World with Louis Armstrong. Yes. And so I had to come into rehearsals on Mondays and Tuesday mornings, and then on Tuesday afternoons fly back to Chicago to do the show. So I would go, you know, fly back and forth from two states to do the show.
Are you the Ryan Seacrest of Broadway?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Yes, congratulations on
thank
that.
You, thank you.
Two more questions. If you could spamify any historical moment in history, what would you choose? We've heard Marie Antoinette. We've heard the Boston Tea Party. We heard the insurrection. Is there something you can think of? I know it's a hard question.
I am such a terrible person. There's so many bad things that have come to my head that I know I could get canceled for wanting to spam it up. But I was like the Million Man March.
Oh, yes.
The I Have a Dream speech.
Yes.
All the different things that happened in history that were ridiculous. Can you imagine spamming up like Rosa Parks sitting on the bus? I mean, if you could spam that up. Spam up the bus boycott and see what happens. And watch people just be mad. But I'm sorry, if you could, because sometimes some things are so terrible, you have to laugh
at
it.
You have to,
So you have to laugh at it. Sorry, I'm being stalked.
No.
I'm literally being stalked.
Really? Oh, no.
I'm being stalked by a Disney villain.
Oh.
I'm being stalked by the great Dennis Stowe.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah. I love you, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Throwback to Aladdin.
Throwback. That's my home, baby.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Okay, last question.
Yes.
We're going to play a quick game because, no, the Lady of the Lake is a queen diva.
Yeah, straight up.
Can you name this diva we're going to play for you right here?
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. He got in like 3 seconds. There you go. Another queen.
Yeah, straight up.
We love Whitney.
Love Whitney.
We love you.
Thank you. I try.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Congratulations
Thank
on all
you
your success.
Very much. My pleasure.
Yes.
You,
we'll see you soon.
You got it.
Kill it tonight.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. I'm Samantha. We're chatting with the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, what's up, Broadway Podcast Network?
Yeah. So for the people who are just listening, can you introduce yourself so they know who you are?
Yeah. I'm Ethan Slater. And we're at Spamalot, opening on Broadway.
Hey.
At the St. James Theater.
Yes, we sure are. Welcome back to Broadway. We haven't seen you on Broadway since you were SpongeBob.
Since doing SpongeBob. I know.
So how does it feel to be back in a pretty, like, fun show, but different? Definitely different.
It's different. It's really fun. It's crazy comedy. I have to say that between SpongeBob and now, I feel like I've been doing kind of really different things in some ways. there's been similar stuff. So coming back and doing comedy on Broadway feels really good.
Yeah.
And really scary.
Yeah.
And really good.
I mean, you guys are giving like comedic genius up there. What a joy for the audience.
Well, I don't know
to
about
watch.
Genius, but I'll take it. Thanks.
Listen, from the audience perspective, our faces hurt. So congratulations. It must have been such a fun rehearsal process. Do you have a specific memory or a favorite part of it?
I think that my favorite parts of rehearsal were rehearsing a scene and going up to any number of people on the sides, any number of the castmates, and being like, hey, did you think that was working? People being like, oh my God, yeah, it was totally working. But you know what would be a little funnier?
they're like, you're doing great, but
right,
you just fix this one thing.
You're doing great. You could be doing better. But with no judgment, it was like so beautiful. Everyone's so generous and creative and amazing. And
for sure.
Yeah, that's just been fun.
Everybody has
every
your
step
back.
Every step of the way.
Yeah. So is there a historic event that you would spamify?
Wow.
We are literally stooping everyone with this.
That is an incredible question. I think it's probably a hard question because
it's tough.
History is, you know,
scary.
Tough. You know? History is tough.
It's definitely tough.
But I would say, what?
Boston Tea Party. If I were answering this, I would say the Salem Witch Trials maybe.
Oh, that's
would be a
good
fun. One. You can
that's
take
a
that
really
answer
good
if you'd
one.
Like.
I like that. I'm not going to take your answer,
you
though.
You could.
I'm just going to stand here for like 5 or 6 more minutes while
sure.
I think about
Listen,
if I remember anything from history. I think
You're
that...
You're like, did I pay attention in history class?
I think maybe I would do... I would take the musical 1776 and I would make it 1770 Spam.
Oh, wow. Ethan, you won. So far, I crown you the winner so far.
Thank you.
That's
so generous.
That's excellent.
I'm going to choose to believe you.
I haven't told anybody else that, and
is that
neither
real?
Has Jason. So congratulations. You won that. Yes. Real quick, one more quick game.
Yep.
Even though that wasn't really a game, but we're calling it a game because you won.
That was a game.
So the Lady of the Lakes, this major diva.
Uh-huh.
Can you name this diva?
This is Madonna.
Correct.
Is this Vogue?
Correct.
Hell yeah.
So you just won in 2 counts.
Wait, let's do it again. Put it next to my ear again.
Oh, okay.
I want to give you a much more confident sounding answer.
Okay, we're giving you a new one.
You're toxic, I'm dipping under. So this is Britney Spears, Toxic.
Correct.
Yes, 2 for 2.
3 for 3 because you won. The game. You
Thank
won
you
the
so
answer.
Much. Thank you so much.
I just bowed with you.
I was so nervous about that game that I'm now overly excited and overly confident.
Do you want a third?
I definitely don't. I definitely do not want a third.
He's yeah. like, make it quick, and I'm like, let's play the
I
game
again. I gotta get out of here. I gotta go do the show.
Congratulations.
I'm late for Places Call.
Happy opening.
Thank
We're
you
so
much.
Excited for you guys. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay, so my name is Jason Coombs. I'm here on Broadway Podcast Network. Would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners who can't see your beautiful face?
Hello, listeners. This is Michael Urey. I play Sir Robin the Brave in Spamalot.
Yes, and it's opening night. We're on the red carpet live. How do you feel?
I feel very excited. I'm so ready to get in there and bring this story to our opening night audience. And then I feel like tonight really is, even though we've been doing this in previews and we did this in Washington, D.C. before this, mm-hmm. I really feel like this is the beginning of something. And opening, it really feels like we're starting something special tonight.
Yes, next part of the journey.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that so much. Do you have a favorite memory from the rehearsal process or the out of towns, like in D.C., that you want to share with us?
There was a moment in the rehearsal process where there's this this line in the song called I'm All Alone, where the character of Patsy, played by Christopher Fitzgerald, he says, he sort of sings a section. And that's the way it's sort of written, and that's the way all the Patsies before have done. And he's like, what am I? Chop liver? And it's very funny. The accent is really funny.
Yeah.
And one day in rehearsal, Chris Fitzgerald just goes, and what am I?
Chop liver.
And he sang it, and it was so funny. And now he does it every night. It makes me laugh. Every time singing
Chop Liver.
He's a genius.
I love that so much. Okay, so is there a historical moment that you would want to spamify? We've had some really good answers today.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a tough question. We've heard
all
insurrection, we've heard Marie Antoinette, we heard the Salem Witch Trials.
Okay,
we even heard Rosa Parks. on the bus.
Oh.
So, I mean, wow. There's some free reign there.
Making it funny.
Yeah,
you mean
yeah.
Like Rosa Parks the comedy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the 2016 election, the comedy.
Yes, I mean, those two are pretty iconic, comedic characters. So.
Leading lady is Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Donald
suits.
Trump. We could get Taron Killam to play Donald Trump.
Oh, my gosh.
Hilarious. Make him sing and dance. Make him look real stupid. I like it. Let's do that.
You got a little Bernie Sanders in there.
Yes,
there, right?
Exactly. Oh, my God. Chip Zion is Bernie Sanders. Yes. I see it.
Okay, cool. So we're going to play a really quick game. We have 10 seconds left.
Okay.
Because Lady DeLake is the queen diva of the night.
Yeah.
You name this diva we're going to play for you right here.
If you want to be with me. Baby, there's a wish come true. I'm a genie in a bottle.
Like a
I'm so bad at this. Is that Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, you nailed it. Look at you.
Okay, I know my pop culture.
You know your divas. Okay, I want to say it's almost Christmas time. Single All the Way is coming up.
Oh.
I play it like 5 times during the holiday season. My favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, my God.
So thank you for that.
Should we make a sequel?
Definitely.
I would love
to.
Yeah,
we know Chad Hodge. He was on our podcast. So I'll DM him, like, make the sequel ASAP.
We all really want to. Come on. Yeah. Oh, my God. Come on, Netflix.
Let's go, Netflix. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
Kill it tonight, okay?
Thank you so much. Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Singing duo.
How are you?
You're about to do a singing duo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm okay. I don't mind. I like a nice song.
Right? So my name is Jason Coombs.
I'm Jason.
And Samantha and I host a show on Broadway Podcast Network.
Excellent.
Yeah. So would you mind introducing yourself to the camera for our listeners who... Yeah.
For our listeners?
Yeah, for our listeners who can't see your beautiful face.
Oh, they can't?
No.
Oh, thank God for that. They're lucky then, aren't they?
No.
Well, say my name, you mean?
Yeah, please, yeah.
I thought you were asking me to say your name.
Oh, no.
Okay, now, give me a fucking thing.
They know my name.
My name is Eric Idle.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
How are you feeling tonight?
I feel good.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
I know, it's a red carpet.
Second time on Broadway. We've come 100 yards. We opened up there.
Yeah.
In 2005, and here we are.
I love that. How does it feel the second go round?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then to see people enjoying a show, playing it brilliantly, it was just fabulous.
Why do you think this show has been so resonant from when it was a movie in the 70s to the original Broadway run to now?
I think there are some very clever people who adapted it for them.
Yeah. Very clever people, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, brilliant people, aren't they? They're very lucky, I think.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot. You know, the film is still popular. Still
of
plays.
Course, yeah.
And so this was a very good place to start off with. And I think we adapted it pretty good.
For sure, for sure. Did you get to be part of the rehearsal process at all
this time? No, no,
no.
I thought, no, because I'm old now. And all your references are about 40 years old.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So you don't help them by giving them puzzling notes. So I came in, I saw it for the first time on Saturday, and I loved it. I mean, sometimes you're just better out the way.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes you can help if they need a bit of help.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. But no, they didn't need my help at all. Josh is a genius, you know.
He is.
And he's made a wonderful thing. And the cast are just having such a ball.
They're having such a good time, they're saying. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, well, you should.
Yes. I'm so excited that we're here for opening night.
I can sell you a pair of tickets if you like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no shame.
We got the hookup.
Have you got a couple of hundred?
Come on, Samantha. Come on. Okay. Is there another event in history that you think could be spamified?
I think all history should be spamified.
You can find some
it's
comedy
an attitude.
In there.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, we found it in the Bible, didn't we?
Yeah.
Not to mention any names.
Yeah.
Well, my idea, so I wasn't in it, no.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here.
Sure.
Thank you for sharing your time, and congratulations.
Thank you. Mazel tov. Fingers crossed.
Mazel tov.
All right.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, Jason, we're middle of the carpet. We have a little beat. How are you feeling?
I am living the dream, baby. Like, this is like the best thing that's happened to me, like, in a month or so.
I love that. You know, where somebody said this, I can't remember who, that Thanksgiving is coming and they're feeling thankful.
Yeah.
This is such a fun carpet. Everyone is so nice and excited. So I'm thankful as well. Yeah. And I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
Love you.
I'm thankful for Vanessa Williams. Hopefully we get to see her. Crossing our fingers and our toes.
He said, I'm thankful for Vanessa Williams. You know what? Thank you.
Would you mind talking to us for 2 seconds? Thank you so much. My name is Jason. And I'm with Broadway Podcast Network.
Gotcha.
Would you mind introducing yourself? Because we are a podcast, so they can't see your beautiful face.
It is Vanessa Williams on the red carpet. Yes.
Yes. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm happy to see my friends, James Iglehart, who just finished doing a show that I produced called A Wonderful World. He played Louis Armstrong.
Yes.
So can't wait to see him. Of course, Leslie Kritzer did Sondheim and Sondheim with me back in 2010.
Yes.
And of course, Michael Urie from Ugly Betty.
So yes, your co-stars. Those are your peeps. Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. If you could spamify any historical moment from history, is there a moment you would want to spamify? Like make something funny? I know, history is kind of dark sometimes, but...
Probably spamify.
We heard the insurrection. Like, we heard the 2016 election.
When I was 21 years old and going through my stuff, I would love to spamify my stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for being you. You're an icon.
Thank you.
Hi. We're the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi.
So can you just introduce yourself,
even
though we all know who you are?
Oh, no, that's okay.
To just the people listening.
Absolutely. Hi, my name is Adam Pascal.
Happy opening night.
Thank you so much.
I imagine this is like a countless number of opening nights you've been to.
I've been to a lot, but they're always wonderful and so much fun, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm so grateful to have been invited.
Totally. What's your favorite part about opening night?
The party afterwards.
Hey!
Yes.
I mean, it's always so much fun,
yes,
right?
Of course.
So we have a podcast on the network
okay.
called Survival Jobs.
Yep.
Do you have a survival job that's one of your most memorable?
Yes. My favorite job, I was a janitor at an all-girls Catholic school.
Amazing.
Now, let me caveat by saying that I didn't work when the girls were there. We would come in after everybody went home and we would clean the school. But it was just me and three other guys, and it was just interestingly enough, it was a really fun job, you know. So yeah, janitor.
You learned how to clean for when you got your little New York City apartment.
Absolutely,
and so you moved on.
I'm
up,
very good
know?
At cleaning, actually.
If anyone needs a cleaner, Adam's
yes,
available.
Indeed.
Thank you. Is there a historical incident or moment that happened that you would spamify?
That I would spamify.
That you'd like to see spamified.
Oh. That's a good question. God, I got to come up with something.
You know, we've stumped a lot of people with this one. You can pass if you'd like.
Yeah. No. I want to come up with something. How about? Of course, I want to say something horrible and macabre, but I'm not going to say
it.
That. No. I was going to say the Indonesian tsunami.
You know, you got to like sometimes.
All right, I said it.
You
said it.
All right,
fine.
You said it and it stuck.
Okay.
Now, the Lady of the Lake in Spamalot is a major diva. So we're playing a little game called Can You Name This Diva?
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
All right.
It's just a picture. It's just a picture. Oh, Adele.
Congrats. Amazing.
Oh, come on, that's
listen,
an easy one.
I mean, I thought like Ariana Grande was easy and Lady Gaga was easy and it wasn't. So, Congratulations.
Thank you very
much. Thank you for chatting with
us. Of course, absolutely. Happy opening. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Look, you get your own mic over here.
Hi, how exciting.
Hi, so can you just introduce yourselves to the people who are only listening?
Oh, hi. My name is Julie White. And I'm here to see Spamalot.
Yes, you sure are. Julie, last seen in POTUS on Broadway.
That's right.
Which was amazing.
Some of the POTUS girls are here with
me tonight. We sure did see them. What are you most excited about for opening night? It's always so fun.
I have never seen this show.
Wow, you're in for a treat. It's so funny. Your face is going to hurt. She's a Spamalot virgin, everyone.
That's right.
Get ready.
I'm also a Spam virgin.
Hey.
I've never eaten it.
You know, it's everywhere tonight, so buckle up. You know? So our podcast...
I don't know. I grew up as a kid eating Vienna sausages, which is...
That's pretty much Spam, no?
Is it?
It's in the same family, I think.
It's canned meat, you know, yes. So it's horrifying.
So I think you sort of got the gist.
Yes.
So our podcast on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a job that was a job you had to work hard to get to where you are now you want to share?
I used to make a little extra money to buy a ticket to come home from college by walking around the floor of Bloomingdale's covered in that Fango mud. And talking
what?
About from the spas of Montecatini, Fango by Marcella Borghese.
What?
And I had mud on me in a bathing suit and high heels.
Like all over the whole body?
No,
or like
just like on one arm. At one time they put it up in my hair.
Okay.
And still people would stop me and ask, where's the bathroom? You're like, you know what? I am here in Fango mud.
And
the bathroom is on for bitch, please buy
bitch,
some mud.
Please buy some mud. Thank you.
I don't think they even sell it anymore.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was this stuff that came in a big jar and it was fancy. I think it was $30.
We have to look. Wow. That's expensive for mud. One more question.
Really?
Yes. Okay. You're like, really? We're not ending on the mud? If there's a moment in history that you could spamify, what would that be?
What is spamify?
So like make fun of or like bring a joke to a moment in history.
The Trump administration.
Thank you. And that's where we end. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show.
Have fun tonight.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, thank you.
Yes, my name is Jason. I'm here
Hi,
at Broadway Jason. Podcast
I'm Jimmy.
Network. Nice to meet you, Jimmy. So because we're a podcast, would you mind introducing yourself to the camera for
our
listeners?
I'm Jimmy Smigula. I play Sir Bedivere in the Broadway revival of Spamalot. And it's our opening night.
It's your opening night. How are you feeling right now?
I feel excited. I feel happy. I feel joyful. I feel grateful. It's almost Thanksgiving. I feel thankful.
Oh, my God!
I'm all the fools. I'm full. I'm full.
You're full.
I feel full.
You're so full.
I'm full.
Can you tell me, because this show, this property has been around since the 70s, right?
Yes.
What makes it so relevant for today still?
Well, that's the beauty of Spamalot is that if you like to laugh, you know, comedy is evergreen. Good comedy is evergreen.
And we need comedy
and
right
our
now.
Our comedy is really evergreen. You will come and laugh. And we've updated a few things, but not very many.
Yeah.
It's still so funny. All you have to do is come and see us and you'll be laughing.
Yes, I love that so much. Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory from when you were doing the rehearsal process for the show?
Oh, boy.
I'm sure there was
you
lots
know,
of laughs.
There were a lot of laughs, but just early on, you know, for me, it's always about the people.
Yeah.
I love the people in this cast and in this company. And so getting to know a group of new people and call them friends, and we've all gotten so amazingly close, and we all really love each other. That's been the greatest gift. Those are the memories that I will always hold dear.
You guys get to clown around for work.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah,
it's so much fun. Just act like idiots and have a great time. We're so lucky.
I love that. Okay, so is there another historical moment in history that you could spamify? What would you choose?
Oh, my God.
I know. It's a tough question, right? There's a lot of history
it's
out there.
It's hard because the historical moments that I think of are all very dark.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wonder if we could... God, I don't know. That's a hard question. Did you ask everybody that question?
We are. We got
Did they have answers?
We got Marie Antoinette so far. which is a good one.
God, okay. What else? Who else? Now, that's a hard question.
That is a hard
I
question.
I need that one in advance.
Yeah.
To do some Googling and some research.
How about a quick game?
All right. Yeah. I love games.
So we know that in this show, the Lady of the Lake is the Queen Diva, right?
She certainly is. Can and in life.
In life, right?
And in
Can
life.
Can you name this diva that we're going to play? We're going to play a song for you. Can you name this diva that we're playing
it's
the song
It's Taylor
from?
Swift. I don't know one song she sings, but go ahead.
That's a good one.
Is that Megan Thee Stallion?
Oh, close.
Is it?
It's
Beyonce?
Yes!
That's embarrassing.
No, you were so close.
I only know the Renaissance. That's not on the Renaissance album, is it?
No, no.
That's
it's an oldie.
That's why, because I only know the Renaissance. Yeah. I only know the Renaissance. If you played something from the Renaissance, I would have known. I'm sorry, Beyonce. Don't hate me, Jay-Z.
No,
I love you.
Oh, you're good. Congratulations
Thank
on
you
all
so
your
much.
Success.
Thank you.
Have so much fun tonight.
Thank you for coming.
Of course, we're so pumped for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night, okay?
Right side of life. Doo-doo. Always look on the bright.
Sam.
Yep. Hi.
This is John Dupree, who wrote the score.
John, hello. Sorry, I was just singing.
So perfect. Timing.
I was singing. You can tell the original cast members because they're all wearing sketches. You know?
Okay. Can you please introduce yourselves to our listeners, to our listeners?
Broadway what?
Podcast.
We're a podcast.
Network,
oh my God.
Which is why I'm having you introduce yourself so the listeners know who you are.
Hello, John. Yes, I'm John.
Hello, John. And John.
Yes.
Wrote the score.
John wrote the score, yeah, and so did I.
And so did
That's a coincidence. So John wrote the score and I did.
Correct.
That's wonderful. Lovely to meet you. And I've heard it's a very good score.
I've heard that as well. Right before you walked up, I was actually singing and doing a bit, so you made it pretty catchy. There's your good friend. What are you most excited about tonight?
I'm most excited. well, actually, I don't get out much, so...
I'm having the best time with you. So
just meeting people and talking to lovely ladies like you.
Oh,
that's what really makes... it makes it zing. But I want to see what they've done to the show. There's my family. My wife. There's my lovely son.
Oh,
who else is there? Hi.
Say hi to the Broadway podcast.
There's Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. So I'm excited to see what they've done with the show.
What's your favorite song in the show?
Oh, I'm All Alone.
Can you give us 16 bars?
16. I'm all alone. That's it. That's a slow 16.
Actually, it was amazing.
Stravinsky wrote, he rewrote his scores in 2-4 after he discovered they were paid by the bar. Did you know that? He wrote in 4-4. He rescored it in 2-4 to get twice the money.
I did not know that. Thank you for that fact. Yeah. I appreciate
Smart
it.
Man.
Sure.
So I should rewrite it in 1-4.
Well, you know what? Maybe. But I think it's perfect the way it is.
Who's
Say hi to everyone with confidence.
That's
You're
my
doing...
daughter. That's
oh, okay. Perfect. Well, congratulations.
I didn't recognize her with the clothes on. Right. Thank you.
Congratulations and
Thank
happy
you very
opening
much.
Night.
I hope I didn't make it too dirty.
You made it perfect. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
So my name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
And I'm here at Broadway Podcast Network.
Yes.
Would you mind just saying your name? Because this is a podcast, so people will see your beautiful face.
Yeah.
Just hear your beautiful voice.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. Hi, guys. My name is Montego Glover.
Yes. And you're here opening night.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Oh, so exciting. There's nothing like a Broadway opening.
Yes.
There's nothing like a Broadway opening. It's thrilling.
The energy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
I love that so much. What's been your favorite part of this whole process so far?
What do you mean, like coming like to an opening?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. One, seeing my friends on stage do what they do best.
Do what, yeah, exactly.
Be marvelous, beautiful, you know, artists.
Yes.
I love a good laugh, and Spamalot is just like top to bottom. The
Non-stop.
Good stuff. You know, it's the good stuff. I'm about it.
Yeah.
And there's something really great about being able to share some light time together. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can always use a good laugh, and I think Spamalot is placed just right.
We need it.
Yeah.
Is that why this show has been so resonant since, like, you know, the original Broadway show was in what, 2006?
Yeah.
And the movie's from the 70s, so this story has been around for decades.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. All right. Should we play a little quick game?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Sure.
So, Lady of the Lake is the queen diva of the night, right?
She is.
We're going to play a song for you. Can you tell me what diva this is?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Not sure. So, little hint. Her last name is Spanish for big.
Whoa.
Ariana
Grande.
Grande, yes.
Grande.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Christopher Fitzgerald did not get
was like, I don't know.
Yes. Okay.
No, Vin. Don't know.
Last question.
Yes.
If you could spamify any historical moment in history, make something hysterically funny like this show, is there a moment you can choose? We've heard insurrection. We've heard the Boston Tea Party. We heard the Million Man March by James Monroe.
You could spamify any event. What would it be?
Yes, any historical event.
Probably like the very popular address 77 spams ago. Just take it from there. You know.
Yeah.
Take it from there. Whatever comes to you, just say that. After that. Yeah.
Winner. You picked your winner, Samantha. This is my winner of the night. Yes. Thank you for being here. Thanks for chatting with us.
Of course.
Have a great time tonight.
Thank
you. You look amazing.
You are so kind. Thank you, guys.
Hi.
This is the best line ever.
It is.
I love it.
If I do say so. Can you please introduce yourselves to the people who are just listening?
Hello. It's Douglas Lyons.
Here at the opening night of Spamalot, how are you feeling?
So excited. I have a lot of friends. Most importantly, Josh Rhodes is making his Broadway debut.
Oh
my
God.
So excited.
Congratulations to Josh.
Yes. As a director, obviously.
Yes, amazing. Yeah. How's it been feeling now your show has been closed? How's it feel now to come support?
I love this part where you get to like play a little bit and then be a little bit and support folks. So I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
So many friends in the show.
Yeah. So this show is so funny and exciting. Is there a part of the show that you know well that you're looking forward to the most? Are you just going in and ready to be surprised?
Okay. A lot of girls in college sang Find Your Grail.
Hey.
So I've never heard it. I've never seen the show ever. So it's my first time seeing it. So I'm excited to hear Leslie
do that. We're excited for Find Your Grail.
Yeah.
I mean, Leslie is an icon, so you're in for a treat.
Oh, yes.
So we know the show. Well, you don't know the show, really. You have never seen it. But if you could take a moment in history that happened and spamify it, what would you do? What is your pick?
It's political, but I think it's funny. The moment that Trump was elected, I would spamify it.
We need to spamify the F out of that.
Spamify the F out of it.
And so the Lady of the Lake, who Leslie plays, is a diva in her own accord. Can you name this diva? Please hold for technical difficulties.
All good. I was like...
Please hold for technical difficulties. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Come close.
Oh.
Please. Okay. Do you want to phone a friend?
Yes. I think I know, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
Sarah Mays.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
I was going to say that.
Congratulations
but I thought it was
on
a trick question.
The game.
Thank you so much.
No, it was
Sarah.
Not a
I knew it was Sarah. I knew it was Sarah.
We
Thank
love
you, Sarah.
Che Diaz
yes.
also.
Yes.
Shout
Original.
Out.
OG. Thank you.
Well, thanks for chatting with us. It's always good to see you.
Same here. Same
Check
here.
Out Douglas on episode season one finale of Survival Jobs, a podcast.
I'm there. I am.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? I'm Samantha. We're chatting from the Broadway Podcast Network. So can you please introduce yourself and let everybody know what your role is here for the people who are just listening?
My name is Sheena Ann Morris, and I'm in the ensemble.
Literally, she looks fierce, amazing. Like, take a moment for the listeners. With my excitement, the outfit is giving. Happy opening night. How are you feeling?
Thank you so much. Pretty great. We're so excited to have everybody here and share it with our friends and family, and it's just such a fun ride.
Yeah. So this show is so funny, so exciting, so much fun. Is there a particular memory from the rehearsal process that sticks out to you?
I feel like, without giving anything away, just working with the props and the shenanigans that happen with the props.
Yeah.
Everyone is so smart in their comedy and just the amount of... play that has been happening.
Yeah. Yeah. The comedy in this is just like your face will hurt laughing. Run to see Spamalot, people. So if there's a historical event that you could spamify next, what would it be?
Oh, shoot. This is hard for me.
It is, right?
The Oregon Trail?
Hey. You know,
event?
Yeah, it sure can be. You know, this right. question's fun because you can do whatever you yeah. want. And so the Lady of the Lake's like super big diva. Can you name this diva? Jason, diva.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
It's all right.
All right, ready?
Yes. Aretha Franklin.
Boom, yeah. done.
1 second.
I get nervous because Chris Fitzgerald did not know Lady Gaga. Oh, no. I was like, first name Lady? He was like, okay, got it. Well, congratulations. Happy opening. We're all so thrilled for you guys. What an amazing cast. Thanks for chatting with us.
Hi, Broadway Cast Network. My name is Daryl T. Joe, and I am a swing for the ensemble in Spamalot.
I'm Denis Lambert, and I'm in the ensemble.
I'm Tyler Roberts, and I'm also in the ensemble.
Congratulations. Do you guys just want to say what you're most excited about for opening night?
I am excited to continue to see all the gorgeous and fabulous looks that everybody's turning tonight.
Yeah. Yes. I hear Donna Murphy's here and I want to meet her.
Oh, oh my gosh, Donna Murphy, wait, hold up. I'm kind of just excited to like let this show fly and let it just like soar and just like have audiences enjoy it from now on.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for saying hi.
Thanks you, absolutely. Enjoy opening night.
Congratulations.
Hi, everyone. My name is Samantha. We're from the Broadway Podcast Network. Can we go around and introduce ourselves and say what your role is in the show?
Right. Maria Briggs, ensemble.
Gabriela Enriquez, ensemble.
I'm Lily Kaufman. I'm a swing. Anju Cloud, I'm a swing.
Tyler Roberts, ensemble.
Kaylee Olson, ensemble.
Broadway debut.
Broadway oh, my debut. God! Kaylee! That's amazing. How are you feeling?
Incredible. I'm out of this world right now.
What an amazing show to make your Broadway debut, and I imagine it must be so much fun.
It is. I couldn't be happier because it is so much fun.
Yeah.
We're only having fun on stage, off stage, upstairs, downstairs, everywhere. Everywhere.
By the way, isn't that how it should be, you know, that just to have fun and do what we love? Well, congratulations to you all. Can we go around real quick and say what we're most excited about?
This audience!
Yeah.
Oh my god. Resting during the day.
Yeah.
Like I'm just excited for the party tonight.
Yes.
I'm excited for the party tonight.
Yes.
For my family to get to see it.
Yay.
Just sharing the stage with everyone.
I have a very specific moment on stage that I'm very much looking forward to. I get to be zero down center.
Yeah, you do.
In front of, so I'm very looking forward to that. I'll probably cry, but I'm looking forward to
amazing.
That, too.
By the way, thank you for the lip coordination to perfectly to the dress. Yes. For those of you just listening, the lip is an identical shade of to the dress. Okay, so we're going to play a really quick game. Okay, as the Lady of the Lake is okay. the ultimate diva,
yeah.
yes. we're going to play a quick snippet of a song okay. and okay. yell out who the diva is.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
hope it's right. loud enough.
Okay. Whitney Houston.
Right. Beyonce.
Rihanna.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Literally.
No
pink, love, love, what is it?
Sorry. I'm so
sorry. You didn't even have a shot.
Listen.
He didn't even hear it. Well, congratulations on winning the game. And congratulations to all of you. Have the best opening night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah, have fun.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Hi guys, how are you?
You?
Thank
for
you.
For BPN?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jason.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
Nice to meet you, Maddie. So, we are a podcast network. Would okay, you mind introducing great. Yourself?
My name is Maddie Majacomo.
Yeah, so what are you most excited about tonight? It's a big night, it's a big carpet right now, a lot of energy.
Lots of energy. I saw the original.
Really?
And it's one of my favorites. And you know what? With everything that's happening in the world right now, we really need to laugh.
We do.
And
we
so,
do.
Right, I mean, always look on the bright side of life.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think we all need to do that right now.
We
so
do.
Tonight's an escape.
I love that. What makes you always look on the bright side of life when things are crazy?
But, I mean, listen, like, a lot of people will tell me that, like, they're like, how do you stay so happy all the time? It's not that, like, you're anybody who's happy 100% of the time you can't trust.
Exactly.
Because they might be crazy.
Yeah.
Okay? But there's a difference between being a happy person and being an optimistic person.
Exactly.
An optimistic person understands that even on a really cloudy day, like, the sun's going to come out tomorrow.
Yes.
So that's where we're at.
I love that. I love that so much. Okay. So did you ever have a survival job?
Of course.
That you hated?
Of course.
Tell us, please.
Of course.
Our podcast is called Survival Jobs.
Oh my goodness. I used to work at an Italian deli.
Oh,
all
Italian.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, you know, I loved the people that I worked with. The thing that I hated the most was, have you ever taken pastrami out of like a plastic? All right, talk about Spam. All right, you have to like you have to cut the plastic off, and then all this like juice or liquid kind of just like seeps out of it. Then you have to like wash it.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
It makes you want to become a vegetarian.
Exactly. Definitely. Definitely.
Well, thank you for being here. Have a good time tonight.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
You.
Thank you for being good on the network.
Time. Thank you.
Flexible at the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. We're the designers. three of them at least.
The designers. Could you please
we're
go?
Missing some.
Can you introduce yourselves and let us know what your role is here for the people who are listening?
I'm Paul Tatepu. I'm the scenic and projection designer.
Amazing.
I'm Corey Paddock. I'm the lighting designer.
I'm Jen Caprio. I'm the costume designer.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy opening. How are you guys feeling tonight?
Excited.
I think we're feeling pretty good.
Excited.
Yeah, this is a show that needs an audience and thrives with a big, happy audience who wants to laugh.
Yeah.
And I think this audience is ready to have a good time tonight.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you have a favorite memory from the creative process and developing everything that you can share with us?
Oh my goodness. I think it was when I first put one of Leslie's gowns on her and she screamed. And from joy. And that was a really happy moment for me. I don't know.
It's when Jen told me that her old inspiration for Leslie was fish. So I had to embrace fish. So you'll see architecture inspired by fish.
And for those of you who are just listening, we are working with a fish clutch tonight. And it is iconic. Amazing. Yeah.
I mean, for me, there's a lot of improv in the show, and so for those of us that watched it many times through rehearsals, it's still different every time they find new jokes, they find new bits, and so whereas with most shows, you know what you're getting every night, we always got to see something new and fresh, and bits that bombed, and bits that killed that are now in the show, so it's just exciting to see the genesis of the comedy.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks so much.
Just one more question. If there's an event in history that you'd like to see spamified next, what would it be?
Spamified?
What historic event would you spamify?
Oh, a historic event. My God.
It's tough. We're
that's
stumping.
That's a hard one.
That is a great answer.
Oh.
How about the Salem witch trials?
Amazing answer. That's an amazing answer.
I mean, imagine it. Can crucible, you but spam
imagine those costumes?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I think
comedy.
I think anything in the, like, vaudeville area.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're like, big magic fans. And, like, we love, like old Victorian parlor magic.
Yes. But, David Copperfield.
But it could also, yes, like, it could also be very silly. Like, they take themselves very seriously. So I think getting the Spamalot treatment of, like, yeah, of, like, the Houdini area.
That's a good one.
That would be fun.
Like the Brothers of Magic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys are killing the answers. Yeah. A lot of people had a tough time.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Thank you to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Thank
well,
you.
Happy
thank
opening. You. Thanks for chatting with us. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jason, I know you've been feeling a little down lately, so I wanted to remind you to always look on the bright side of life. Do you get it?
Yeah, I love that song. I just don't know it. Like, just sing it. That's the only words I know is...
What? Tell me.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Hey, survivors. Thank you so much for tuning into this bonus episode of Survival Jobs, a podcast live from the opening night of Monty Python's Spamalot, brought to you by Broadway Podcast Network. myself, Jason A. Coombs, and my wonderful, beautiful, amazing co-host, Samantha Dawn Titzelo, will be back with season 3 in a few weeks. In the meantime, enjoy your holiday season, send lots of love to your family and friends, and continue to bring more light into this world. We'll be seeing you all very, very soon. Much love. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.